that activity has increased recently, and we just here at the health department want the public to know if they awaken to a bat, or there's a bat in their home, or a pet, you know, has a bat that they're playing with in their mouth, to go ahead and capture it and give us a call, because if there's been any chance of exposure to the pet or to themselves, we would like to evaluate that exposure and determine if we need to send it off to the University of Illinois Veterinary Clinic. There they test for rabies, and so that we can rule that out. Sometimes your instinct is to, get that bat out of your house as soon as possible, but if there has been any potential exposure, then we have to evaluate if rabies, vaccination is necessary. So that's probably our biggest goal, is just to alert people if there is a bat in their home to go ahead and capture it so that we can have it tested.
And I know you had mentioned, at least in the printed materials, you don't want to touch that bat with bare hands. But when you say capture bat, that is probably easier said than done, right? Do you have any advice on that?
No, because I know how I would, panic and want to, be as far away as possible from it, but still capture it. Again, if it's, they say if it's on the ground, it's not going to fly up from the ground. It has to be on something. So that would probably be a pretty easy way to trap it. Otherwise, wear, gloves and, try to maybe brush it off into a box or container, and then, and then cover it up that way. And we just had a bat brought in. They had captured it in a sheet and put it in a really big tub, which was fine. That's probably what I would do as well if that worked. So we're not too picky. One time we had one brought in the pizza box, taped shut, and they weren't sure if it was dead or alive. That one was a little bit nervous to, try to get out of the box. But other than that, do the best that they can.